Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I am Tony.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm okay. How are you?
Not too bad, man. Doing a lot of work around the house. What have you been up to?
I cleaned some leaves.
Where?
Out of the gutter, the one that I can reach at the breezeway, I told you. I scooped out all that nasty gunk. No. And then I watched it while it was raining hard and it didn't drip down on the stairs.
Just standing outside while it's raining just drops in your eyeballs like, it's a good gutter.
I don't care. I have very little to do sometimes at night.
Do you, I remember when you first started mowing the lawn when you and I first moved in together at the other house and, you would sit outside, smoke, four cigarettes and just look at it?
Yeah.
I know that feeling now. No, I'm going to enjoy this.
Yeah, I'm going to cool off out here,
Why go inside?
I don't even want to confine myself yet.
Yeah.
The house is a different dimension. It's like a different world when you're outside working hard.
For sure, yeah.
So you come in and you're kind of like, should I now recharge batteries, I guess?
I fucking was sweating my balls off yesterday, yeah. Bro. Jesus Christ.
Well, I almost came home from work and mowed and then ate. And then I was like, by then it'll
today?
Be 7:30. Yeah, tonight. I almost just kept going and going. And then I was like, nah, because the weekend's going to be perfect weather. I can mow at 11 a.m. tomorrow and be fine.
People are like, wow, thank God you're talking about your mowing.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear about Vans, the shoe company?
No. Please tell me about Vans because mowing's not cool enough.
They're making a Harry Potter shoe collection for 2019. And I know you're a bit of a sneakerhead.
Yeah, but how much are these little Potters going
to
be?
I didn't look. It didn't say in the thing. Probably like
probably
60 bucks.
Go get them at Gringotts, you know?
Yeah, probably. Diagon Alley. Diagon Alley. But yeah, so I made sure to write that down for you.
Well, I'm glad because...
They're doing it for all the houses.
The only thing I don't like about Vans is I don't like Vans.
Why? You have Vans.
They die quick. I don't have Vans.
I thought you did.
Mm-mm.
I thought there was a blue pair.
I have Pony. I have Adidas. I have... Yeah, I had a pair of Vans, and they just shred.
Walk too hard, bro.
The best shoes ever had are Diadora, and the second best are DVS.
No, your best shoes are those Red Wings.
I don't wear them every day, though.
Nah.
If I did, I'd probably just have calluses.
For feet.
Because they're not comfy.
Kevin Hart is remaking Bill Murray's Scrooged.
I forget Scrooge. That's about the asshole, right, that sees all the ghosts?
Yeah, it's like fucking A Christmas Carol, yeah. But it's set in, I think he's a business owner or something like that.
Yeah, an asshole mogul.
Yeah. You don't remember Scrooge?
Not really.
The cab driver that was all dead and, there's, mouse coming out of his skull and shit like that?
Mice. I vaguely remember it.
Okay.
Very 80s.
So you're not looking forward to that?
No, not at all.
Okay. Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time leaves Bruce Lee's daughter feeling annoyed.
Why?
All right, so she runs his estate. I read this article. It's fucking annoying, the article itself. She runs his estate. She owns all of his likeness and everything like that.
Yeah.
So people will contact her and be like, hey, can we use Bruce for this? And she's like, yeah, sure. I've been known to be kind of... She's known in the business as kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, okay.
And she's upset that he didn't ask about for the likeness rights. Even though I think that it's from a movie, so it's... owned by whoever's producing their movie.
Yeah.
Or they had to ask the production company that put it out or whatever. Universal or whatever.
She's just a kind of a...
She's like, I'm just annoyed that he didn't fucking reach out. And I understand that it's I'm not even going to open up that can of worms because sometimes I have crazy demands. But who knows? Maybe I wouldn't have done that. I was like, you sound awful.
Who knows? Maybe I wouldn't have if you would have asked, but now you won't know.
Yeah. And she's like, maybe I'll just... she's like, it's not even worth my time or energy as she's being interviewed about it.
Ew.
And she's like, let's just see how the universe plays this out. I was like, oh.
I would say go back to Bruce's shadow and shut the fuck up.
Gross.
Yep.
Sigourney Weaver will return as Dana Barrett in Ghostbusters 3. Excited for that?
Oh, I need to see them all wrinkled, yeah.
Do you... Yeah, well, Rambo 5, I just saw this trailer.
Oh, this trailer.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Last Blood?
It should be called Last Blood Cell.
Yeah.
He's barely alive.
Dude.
He's like, I will throw something to get to you and walk to your corpse.
I'm not going to lie. I was like, I don't even know if I've seen the Rambos. I've seen pieces and parts. But I was like, I'm kind of in for this.
Ew, you're also into Hobbs, that Hobbs and Shaw.
Dude, that you can't tell me that doesn't look fun.
It looks like a spectacle.
You love Fast and Furious.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You're like
the first one.
That's which is the worst
movie. It's the best one.
But it's an awful movie.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's terrible. Like how they go fast when they hit their fucking NOS, it just like shakes the camera and blurs.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, wow, this looks like trash.
It's more like the characters. Like the dude like bumps him and he's like, get your own goddamn popcorn. Like it's funny.
It's
it is funny. He's like, nobody likes the.
But you like The Rock?
I do.
And
in Jumanji.
No, you liked him in Rambo. You liked him in fucking.
I liked The Rock in Rambo.
Not Rambo. Fuck.
Yep.
What was that movie with the big monkey?
Yeah, it was called Rambo. Rock Solid.
Rampage. That's what it was. Fuck you, Rambo. Rampage.
Rambo. Rampage. Same
Ram.
Thing.
Ram. Ramrod.
Yeah. You got it.
But
Ram
you liked
it.
Him in that. You loved the pacifier. I'm kidding. I think that was Vin Diesel
what?
Too.
Yeah, and I was the like, tooth you mean the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
Never saw it, and I like him in Be Cool.
I don't know if I've
he
seen.
He plays
that.
A gay cowboy.
I've not seen that.
It's funny.
That
as
sounds
shit.
Memorable.
Yeah. Vince Vaughn's like a like kind of like a fucking like Wigger record producer.
But he was awesome in Jumanji.
Yeah.
And he was good in Rampage.
His character in this movie though, this franchise is like a fucking military tank made into a human.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
I mean, you'll have fun. I'm not going to go see Rambo Last Blood. You should see Rambo First Blood cuz it's one of the tightest fucking movies.
All right, man.
Dude.
I'll watch it.
Man, where can I see Rambo First Blood?
What do you mean?
Fuck, it's dope.
Like streaming?
Dude has like a breakdown about like PTSD. Like, it's fucking awesome.
Okay.
Kills everyone in the woods with tactical shit.
New Star Wars book holds key to Emperor Palpatine's return and Rise of Skywalker? Question mark. I'm not going to read that article. I hate this fucking... Dude, I stopped going to Screen Rant because they do bullshit like that.
Yeah.
Now Movie Web.
There's a graphic artist that I really like, and he made a book called The Future Is Now, Neon Rising.
Yeah.
And it's like you'd look at the pictures he draws, and you'd be like, oh, it's Tony's, like, wet dream. Like, it's cyberpunk, it's robots mixed with humans, it's fucking, you know.
Do you like H.R. Geiger?
Yeah.
Because of all the dicks?
Yeah, like, mainly I like the dicks and vaginas in space, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Okay, can I just stay with me for, like, 14 seconds. You ADHD monster. You're so not diagnosed.
No, I have ADHD for sure.
Where's the pills?
No, I can't take Concerta and shit like that. I was on the second.
I thought Concerta was for allergies.
No, that's Claritin. Concerta though, I was on the second highest milligram that they gave to children. Yeah. And
okay.
It made me a fucking zombie. I would go to sleep. Everyone else is like, let me get some of that Concerta. I want to go fucking clean my room. I'm like, wow, you guys speed on this?
It's because it's working.
This shit fucking like knocks me out.
It's because you just like your body responded to it.
Need it. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I would get ultra focused, but then I just like not on the things I needed to be. It sucked.
Okay, focus.
Yeah.
So this graphic artist, he made a 200-page book called Neon Rising. It's fucking flawless.
Tony's wet dream, I know.
He's got another one coming out, and I think I'm going to... donate to his Kickstarter.
Oh,
and it's, yeah, dude.
Supporter.
Yeah.
You're going to get thanked in the back of the book.
His
dude.
New one's going to have graphic novel narrative with his art.
What do you mean graphic?
So
is he going to do like a podcast with
it? He doesn't want it. No, graphic novel meaning like it has...
Writing. Oh, he didn't. The first one was just pictures?
No, it was just a picture book, like an art book.
No wonder you liked it.
And now he's going to actually add a story about the universe. And he was like, I'd say it's about 28%. Dialogue to the rest being the art.
So, well, you never read Sweet Tooth, never mind. So probably like Sweet Tooth. Sweet Tooth's very little dialogue, but mainly just the pictures.
I think that's exciting.
Yeah.
I think you guys should go check them out. It's called The Future Is Now.
The Future Is Now. What was his first one called?
Neon Rising.
Neon Rising. Okay. What other trailer did I see before Godzilla? Terminator Dark Fate. Did you see this already? I know we talked about it a little bit last week.
Yeah.
Seen it in theaters. It looked neat.
Yeah. I mean, if James Cameron has a strong producer credit, that'd be good.
That's what's funny. People are like, Cameron's back. I'm like, as the producer.
Making the money.
Yeah. Well.
Off this, if it does well.
It's almost like, is it A, like, hey, can we, here's a boatload of money. Just let us attach your name to it. You don't have to fuck with it. Or B, he was like, let me come on as producer, at least, if you're not going to let me, like, so I can at least have say so in what happens.
Because there are movies that. Good directors like that executive produce, and it's a better film, I think, because of that. Who's like 28 Weeks Later, Danny Boyle directed the first one.
Yeah.
28 Weeks. 28 Weeks. No, days. And then weeks, he executive produced. But it was still super fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he still had a hand in it.
Yeah.
Maybe he was too busy to like fucking like do the actual directing, but he wanted to oversee.
I think he was working on like that fucking movie about the kid and the lion on the boat.
You know what's weird? Tim Burton, like, you know, fucking...
Life of Pi.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
I've heard of it.
You know that he like didn't direct or write it?
Yeah.
Isn't that fucking
insane?
I know.
Insane? I was telling that to kids. I was telling that to people like years ago, and they're like, bullshit. I'm like, I'm going to win a pack of cigarettes. Like, go get it.
Yeah.
Go get the DVD.
It's so crazy. Like, when you look at it, because it just says Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas, yep. But it's like, it looks exactly like him, too.
It's everything about it looks like he had every hand in it.
And it's like, but he didn't direct it. And it's like he was there every day and let someone else take the credit for directing and writing. But he was like, but my name's all, like, this is me.
Yeah. Like, don't worry about it, guys. You guys can do, I guess, like,
maybe
the legwork.
Maybe he wrote it. But I know, like, the big thing on the box is always that, like, just produced by.
Yeah. It's not directed by him. That's what I know for sure.
Yeah. Did you know that Danny Elfman does all the singing for Jack?
Yeah.
But he doesn't do any of the talking?
Yeah. That's the voice of the singing. And I was like, well, if I'm as good as Danny Elfman, I could get a record deal.
Tim Burton did write it.
Okay, so that's where his
story
name
and
goes.
Characters, but then there's a adaptation writer and a screenplay writer. So maybe it was
that's
a book,
wild.
I don't know.
It was just something he drew on toilet paper,
probably. And I saw the It Chapter 2 trailer.
Yeah,
whew.
I know.
I mean, I've seen it before, but seeing it in theaters and hearing like the sound of everything and shit like that. The one thing that I'm kind of worried about. Did you notice in the trailer like how? She's like, oh, my father was in the circus. That's how we came here. The old lady that...
She's like in the house.
Oh, God, what is her name? Starts with a B.
Bitch.
No, Beverly?
Beverly.
Yeah. Your hair is like winter fire, and my heart burns there, too.
Ew. She's like, did the hot one write it? I hope he did.
Oh, God, I hope the one that stutters, that can't speak, wrote it.
I like him way more.
So stupid and beautiful.
Is he a scaredy cat but has some guts?
Yeah.
What about the guy that got his guts cut open and has all the guts?
Yeah, dude, when he was going to fucking write on Ben Haskam's stomach, that was so wild. Anyways,
yeah.
But did you notice that like there's a picture in the old lady's house that she's talking to? She's like, this used to be my house. She's like, oh, take a look around. I'm having tea. Like, come
yeah, on. Yeah.
She's like, my father was in the circus. That's how he came here. And then you see the cart that says Pennywise, the dancing clown, and then what looks like Pennywise next to her.
That's what freaks her out, yeah.
But... like, I'm wondering, is that just, like, him freaking her out, or is that, like, are they giving him that origin? Because
no, it can't be.
The origin of him is that he's, like, a prehistoric force that existed before before anything, and he was just fear. That's why it's called It, Fear Itself. Yeah. Like, fucking, like, I really hope that they bring the fucking turtle universe in,
too. I know you want that, but even if we still got, I mean, the shit he can do doesn't define, oh, three generations ago... he was twisted into this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, and not only that, like every 27 years, like they'd only be like fucking like six cycles.
Exactly. I think that was him fucking with her with that woman and with that photo.
Because I'm pretty bummed about the whole Chucky thing, him being like an AI and not like fucking murderer.
Alexa.
Dude, have you watched Deadwood?
No.
Let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. Wow. I've been watching Deadwood.
Why? How?
Wait, do you have
How's
any other
that
news?
Even, huh?
Do you have any other news? Anything you saw or anything like that? Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, so I talked to some Mormons.
Yeah.
I was my kindness was, I guess, a little too far because I think they came by the house three times a day.
So Tony comes over to my house last night while I was weed-whacking finishing
Such
the
a
yard,
bummer.
And he's like, dude, these Mormon cats came over and fucking gave me a pamphlet. They said that I was the nicest dude. Like, he was really proud about this. I was like,
I was nice to people who probably never.
Oh God, no! Everyone
experienced kindness.
Everyone is saying "fuck off, slam." Yep. Fuck off, slam. That's time after time. I'm sure.
Yep. And
you think they're back?
I just feel a little like I'm going to encounter them and have to break their little Mormon hearts.
What are you gonna do? You're just gonna be like,
I'm not gonna be like, get out of here, you hear? Go, get out. But I'm gonna be like, dude, I have the pamphlet. If I want to go further, I'll let you know. You gave me all I need. Thank you. Like, no more.
You should just get a sticker that says "No Mormon Soliciting."
Well, I was
looks super hateful. I was like, what is that dude's problem with fucking Mormons?
I was joking with Courtney because she was like, well, what do you want to do? What if they come to the door? Like, that sucks because I'm gonna want to be nice too. And I was like, I'll get a sign that says, like, you know, no door-to-door sales and no religions. And she's like, ew, it's fucking tacky.
That is.
So I printed it out and brought it home. And I was like, babe, look, now we got it. We could put it on the windows. She's like, ew, fuck no.
Dude.
That's the tackiest, roughest, like.
That would have been amazing if you would have been like, oh, my God, it came in from Amazon. Like, you ordered
look,
it.
Look, 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 that cool sign I told you about.
They make them.
I got one.
The exact one that I was talking about.
I paid for a PDF to print it.
That's funny. So you didn't hang it up?
Huh?
You didn't hang it up?
No, no, no.
Yeah.
It is super tack, and for sure. I can handle the 17-year-old Mormons.
No religion.
No religions.
Like, you
yeah,
might as
plural.
Well just get, like, a giant bad religion flag.
Well, it was like a, it was in a, because I kind of typed, I was like, it does no solicitation include religious requests.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And people were like, it should.
But it doesn't.
Because you're soliciting something from someone, even if it's not monetary. But you're soliciting time,
soliciting
you're soliciting services.
Mean, but soliciting does mean money.
You're requesting something from someone.
Right.
If it's their time, if it's an event.
But
if it's,
there has to be some type of way that they're flying under this radar because they go to up. I'm sure they go up to no soliciting.
Well, that, yeah, they do. They were saying in the forum, like, religious, like, whatever, mailers, like, they don't respect no soliciting signs because they feel like theirs is
money.
More of a
yeah.
spiritual mission. It's but in the end run,
it is.
The goal is to get you as right. part of a congregation that lives off of charity.
Yes.
Your yeah. charity. But yeah, so, you know, that was a fun little encounter.
Yeah, going to fist fight some more.
Next time I see him, I'll be like, Hell Satan! Throw blood on him.
Spit blood on him. Anyways, all right, so Deadwood.
Oh, yeah. The last thing I thought I'd hear you saying that you wanted to watch.
Why? I told because, you last week, I was like, I think I want to watch Deadwood because that movie just came out.
Yeah, I know, but like, I didn't think you were going to really commit to a fucking Western.
Oh, it's fucking dope.
I know it is.
Have you seen it?
No, but everyone loves it.
Well,
no one,
you don't know it is.
I know it is. Well, I like the main actor, dude. The older guy.
Swear engine.
John Wick.
Swear engine.
Yeah. Whoever.
He's the guy on the main.
Yeah.
He's good. His name's Swear Engine.
The only one from John Wick. Yeah.
I don't remember John Wick that well.
Oh, God in heaven.
I know. Sorry.
You won't even go see the third one. You won't.
No, I will. I will. I want to. Don't get me wrong. I was. But, dude, like, I wanted to go see. Anyways, Deadwood. So, Deadwood. You're going to love this. It's so good. It's like, oh, it is so fucking up your alley. It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm watching an HBO show right now.
What?
Band of Brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Courtney hates it.
Josie, I think, started watching that. Yeah, I think she did, but like we were like watching Deadwood, and she like yeah. I think she was a little bored with it because it's kind of slow, but in episode 4, like, something insane happens.
In Deadwood.
Yes, and that's when like the series really starts to get fucking pumping and shit. And not only that, you just love, so, dude, they say cocksucker and cunt like it's going out of fucking style. It's amazing. Dude, he's talking to this one Chinese dude. He's like, you lazy chink motherfucker. Or you ignorant chink. I was like, God, this is hard. And I apologize for saying that, but that's what it says in the show. It's set in like the fucking, yeah, it's like a Western to where like it's in South Dakota or North Dakota. They just own this town. Like, they're not part of the United States yet. They're like, this is our camp. That's what they call it, but it's a town.
Okay, cool.
And they sell lots to people that want to prospect.
Yeah.
And yeah, and it's fucking, oh, it's so good. I'm on episode like 11.
And they're making the movie to round it off well.
Because it was 3 seasons and then it just kind of ended.
Yeah.
I don't know if they said like, or maybe it was kind of like Penny Dreadful where like halfway through the season, like, yo, guys.
It's kind of over.
Plugs are getting pulled. I know you got till season 5, but squeeze it in. So I don't know if like they had like, if it just ended abruptly or didn't end well. A lot of people were upset with the ending. They've been talking about a movie forever.
Yeah, it's like Firefly.
It fucking.
Enough like ruckus and they were like, we'll give you a movie.
Serenity.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm stoked to get through the next 28 shows.
That's fucking fat wicked, dude.
And then watch the movie.
Well, the cool part about Band
right
of
now,
Brothers
guess,
is it's like 9 episodes.
It's 13 apiece for Deadwood. But, right, dude, Timothy Oliphant, awesome.
Yeah.
The guy from True Blood that plays the detective, the old guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He runs like a fucking hotel and shit. And the dude from John Wick 3 runs like a fucking brothel.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, pussy on the house tonight. You're just like, what the fuck is happening?
That's not a brand of beer.
Dude, yeah, well, yeah, he's like, liquor. He's like, liquor and pussy's free tonight, boys. Go on in. And the girls are just standing there in, like, nightgowns, like, just hanging around all day, just getting fucked.
You want to come up to my wood shack?
This is why I brought it up, because fucking Brad Dourif, the voice of Chucky, is the doctor in it.
Oh, cool.
And he's fucking awesome. He's like, all right, ladies, here's some lubricants. And he sounds just like, it's so neat, dude. It's good. You'll love it. I highly recommend it. You have to watch it.
I will.
Now.
Nah, I'm busy.
Okay. Would you, I give it like a 9.5 right now. It could be a 10.
I give 9.5 to
Band of Brothers.
Band of Brothers.
How many seasons?
That one.
You little turd.
It's almost like a
a miniseries.
It's a miniseries in itself, and then there's The Pacific, and they're both like executive produced by Spielberg and Tom Hanks.
Oh Jesus!
And they're both.
Is Tom Hanks in it?
Spectacular. No.
Spielberg in it?
Fucking Jimmy Fallon's in it.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Get out of
town. Nowhere. Wild. Jimmy Fallon's in it. Plays Magneto. Fassbender.
Oh, nice. Michael Fassbender.
It. And there's another one that's like a young... guy who plays the bad guy in Split.
James McAvoy?
Yeah. You know, the guy with his shirt off and the muscles and the bar bending.
I'm the Beast. What was his name?
The Beast.
Okay, cool. About this. Dude, I've been helping you out,
what
bro.
What do you got?
I saw The Place Beyond the Pines.
Yeah, with your boy.
Ryan Gosling and Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. Ryan knife on his eye Gosling.
Dude, I fucking loved this movie.
I know, it's great.
It's amazing. I remember I asked you, I was like, let's watch this for movie of the week. You're like, slow.
It is slow.
I didn't think so at all.
Wow.
And it felt like three different movies. It was like a saga.
It is kind of wild.
Dude, it's so sick. Like, wait, like the movie changes, like, all right, so it changes like not only like types of movies, but like the movie itself. Like,
yeah,
it's almost like this should have been the three films, and then they just put it into one.
It's like kind of like watching Full Metal Jacket.
Oh God, I can't remember that movie. I know I've seen it, but
yeah, that one. Vincent D'Onofrio is the first half in training, and the second half is at war on another fucking continent.
Right,
and so it is two movies.
But The Place Beyond the Pines, I highly recommend. It's fucking dope.
Because you like love dirt bikes,
dude. There's dirt bikes. There's fucking bank robberies. There's fucking shootouts. It's fucking sick. Then like you get this. I don't know, man. Like, and it is fucking heartbreaking too. I was like, this is so sad. The ending was kind of so. I didn't like hate it, but I didn't like. I wasn't like, wow, what a perfect payoff. So I give the movie like an 8. But it's way.
You know, Ava Mendez and him are married.
Who?
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And the dude that's fucking in Motherfucker, House of Cards.
Nope, not Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper's in it as well. He plays the cop.
Yeah, I'm thinking who you're talking about.
Her husband. He's in House of Cards. He was like the whip or something like that. The black dude?
Yeah, I don't know his
name.
He's
in the fucking Green Book, too. He's so good. I can't believe I don't know his name. I got to shout him out. But yeah, 8.5, what do you got?
I watched Sunshine.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a fucking great one.
That is a great one.
That one's an under the fucking radar, man.
Yeah, if you don't know about Sunshine, fucking, we won't even talk about it because it's amazing.
The whole cast is wildly talented.
And
Chris Evans is the shit.
Yeah, he is really good. Fucking
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah, Cillian. He's one of my favorite. Mahershala Ali. Damn, I'm sorry, bro. He plays Kofi, though.
Yeah. He's great in everything.
He fucking socks him in the face with a wrench. I was like, damn. She's like, you're crazy.
Have you ever seen Prisoners? It's got Hugh Jackman. And
Yeah. Wait.
Jesus Christ. Hang on. Hey, yeah, I've seen it 100%. Wait,
the kidnapping movie?
Huh? Yeah, where he kidnaps Paul Dano. in the fucking bathroom.
That movie is fucking crazy.
Just
because
I think those two kind of like... They're dark.
No, I think Prisoners is a way different feel because you're just like, this is fucked. Like, The Place Beyond the Pines, there's a part where you're like, damn, this is so sad. But then, like, the rest of the movie, you're just like, what the fuck is going to happen?
Well, I'm rooting for the fucking dad in Prisoners, so.
But fucking Dane DeHaan?
What?
Dane, I think his name's Dane. It's either Dean DeHaan or Dane DeHaan. He's the kid that plays the fucking blue-eyed boy in Chronicle. The evil one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was in your favorite movie, Valerian.
Yeah. City of a Thousand Planets.
Yes, that one.
with Cara Delevingne, duh.
Yeah, so, but yeah, he's in it, and I liked him a lot. Why did I bring him up? He's really good. Anyways,
he's good in that movie.
What else you got?
What? Oh, go see Sunshine.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we were talking about that, my bad.
Sunshine's the fucking, one of the best sci-fi films. It's so encapsulating of, like, just a crew in a shitty situation with a cool concept, cool science, cool
fucking...
What do you
like more, life or sunshine?
Sunshine.
Aliens or sunshine?
Aliens.
Alien or sunshine?
Sunshine.
Okay.
Yeah.
You passed.
Stupid ass. That's controversial, but yes.
Shit checks out.
My next one I saw is Mighty Ducks 3.
Oh. Quack. Quack.
Do you remember this at all?
Quack, quack, quack. Yeah, aren't they talking about like cake eaters and shit?
What did they do in the third one?
Rollerbladed a lot.
They hard bladed.
Yeah, I'm about to say there's some hard blading. Do they go to college?
And it's like a prep school.
Yeah, and they get like suits, and they're like getting
getting fake.
The people like kicking them out and shit like that. Yeah,
hazing
D3's
them, putting
bad.
Dildos in their mouths and shoving them up their ass.
I don't think
ass
that happened.
And like melting their eyelids off. Yeah.
None of that
hazing
happened. No.
Yeah.
But D3, what'd you think?
It's a pile of shit.
Really?
Yeah, Hans dies. Hmm? Hans, the blade sharpener.
The blade sharpener, yeah.
Yeah, dude, he dies.
Yeah.
He's just sitting alone in his chair, dies.
That's what brings Gordon Bombay back, right?
Oh, yeah, because Gordon goes, Hans wanted you guys to be quacking ducks, quacking assholes. I'm Emilio Estevez. I did everything right. Why is my career in the toilet? See you guys later.
Dude, I guess he got, like, way fat.
He's just depressed, bro.
Yeah, he just, like, fucking, like, they had the Breakfast Club, like, fucking something reunion.
He got way
and
fat.
And then they're like Kevin Smith led the panel. What's that called?
The, like, Q&A?
Yeah, but like they call it something like mediate or moderate. Yeah, he was the moderator. And he fucking was like, "Whoa, what, is Emilio showing up?" They're like, "Oh, Emilio, no,
he doesn't really come
to anything.
He won't show up for this shit."
But I guess he does like shit. Like he's like a director or something now.
He just he's just sort of behind the scenes, like Rick Moranis style.
How do you spell Emilio?
What?
How do you spell
Emilio? I don't know.
Emilio. Nope, wrong. I found Emil Hirsch, though, so that's nice.
I don't care.
Okay, what else you see?
What?
What else did you see?
What'd you see?
I just Chernobyl.
Named one. I saw all of Chernobyl.
So did I.
And I listened to all 5 podcasts.
What?
The director has a podcast that he puts out with a podcaster for every episode.
Okay.
And it's like an extra hour of Chernobyl.
Is it?
It's tight.
Dude, he's going to be in the public, Emilio Estevez. He's going to be in a movie.
Oh, we're on still on Emilio in some frame or...
Yeah, well, you know, I guess he didn't get
fat. In some way...
He didn't get fat.
Thank God.
Sorry about that, Emilio.
Yeah, you really fucked him good, dude. He's up in Canada crying about it.
Dragging his name through the mud.
Yeah, his sweet name. His brother Charlie can do whatever he wants.
He's a sheen.
Same thing.
Well, no.
Same dad.
Same dad, but not the same thing. I like that Emilio went Estevez.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Emilio fucking...
Sheen?
Yeah.
Emilio Sheen.
Milioshin.
Sounds Russian.
Yeah.
Like Chernobyl.
Oh, hey.
Turn it around.
Yep.
Turn this fiery, crashing plane around.
How dare you? I really enjoyed it.
Did you?
Yeah, I felt like it was fucking probably some of the most like devastatingly crazy shit
so dope
that I've ever seen.
Realistic.
And yeah.
And that's what's sad is like it's so real.
And the 5 episodes is like legit perfect. I give it a 10.
Perfect. It's 10. It deserves all the accolades it gets. It's so fucking haunting, and
there's no part of it that was like fucking lacking. I thought either.
No, it's wild.
Like, there was no storyline where I was like, "Oh, this fucking person."
Oh, again? No, yeah. Every bit about it, and the amount of like detail and accuracy to what conspired before, leading up to, and after. Like, it's horrific.
It is.
What a fucked mess.
Yeah.
Like. Yo, if I was
episode 5 where they're doing the trial and they show what happens, you're like, what a piece of shit.
I literally was like, I had no idea. But I also rewatched the first episode.
Yeah.
When the two technicians that you see in the 5th episode getting bashed and like they're confused.
Yeah.
In the first episode, they go down into like waist deep water to turn valves, and the one kid starts crying, the real skinny one.
I remember.
And he's like the other guy's like, "We did everything right." And he's like, "No, we didn't." Like, we fucking didn't.
Yeah.
You know we didn't.
The dude with the mustache was talking about.
Yeah, because then you flash to the 5th episode, and you're like, technically, they just, like, followed an order, but it wasn't right. Like,
right.
It wasn't right.
He felt bad just in the fact that he gave up, like...
Like, why didn't I say no?
Yeah, that
Look
show...
Look where we're at.
It's so, so fun. Yeah, if you have HBO, I mean, honestly, worth the week trial.
Yep.
Just get the 7 days and watch it.
Do it. Chernobyl.
Yeah, I saw... Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Oh, yeah.
So I felt like every time you saw a fucking monster, you were hyped.
Yep.
All the fight sequences were fucking way dope.
Yep.
A lot of human dog shit in it, though.
Yeah. You can't avoid it anymore.
No, it's weird. Like, I would not have mind. Like, I guess the ratio would be like 45 minutes of monsters, and then, like, I think the movie's like 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The rest humans.
Correct. Yeah, that's rough.
But
that's bad.
They are really, really, really setting up Godzilla versus King Kong.
For fuck's sake, though.
I wonder if John Goodman's going to be
in it. Is this going to be a shit... Is it going to fuck itself at the box office, though?
No, it did like really well. I think it unseated Avengers.
I mean,
not
what after 9 months at the box office.
Yeah, that month it unseated.
Yeah, so did John Wick, but yeah. It's wild that Endgame is still
John Wick.
Yeah, well, it's the best of tactical. It's
blow
the bestest tactilist. He's the coolest dude. I'd rather hang out with him than you.
Dark Phoenix delivers 5 million from Thursday previews.
Oh, Dark Phoenix.
I mean, 5 million for the first night like of Thursdays, that's not that bad.
No, but I mean, I could make that on Etsy in a night, you know?
No.
Totally could.
I wonder what the drop-off's going to be, though, this weekend. How much do you think it's going to make? Probably like 50 million?
Yeah, 50 to 70.
Well, if it's five on an opening night.
God, that doesn't even sound like something I'd want to see.
Yeah, I got like a 21 on
Son of a
Rotten
bitch.
Tomato. Dude, what was funny is that Hard Times had this article. It was like 49 spots to take peas during Rise of the Phoenix.
Dude, 49 spots.
You're like, who pees for that? That's how bad.
Every 4 minutes, gone.
That's how bad the movie is. Don't need to see this.
There's actually a 16-minute gap you can just miss.
That shit was fucking...
Just go out to your car.
Awesome. Let's see. Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Wow.
63 million domestic right now. 134, and so 193 million already. And the budget was 170. So it already made back its money.
Oh, thank God for
but
it.
But it needs to do like 400 million, which I'm not sure if it's going to do or not.
That's a steep price.
Well, then again, I guess they got this weekend. But yeah, like, dude, 11? Nah. Fucking Norman Bates? Bah. The fucking dad? Blah. It's like broken home. We need to use each other to fucking... And like, Norman Bates is like has this thing that can talk to him. She made this like alpha... It's like alpha signal found, so like the creatures can listen. And she goes up trying to wake up the monsters because they lost their son in the 2014 attack of Godzilla.
Wow.
And she thinks that she doesn't want to be for nothing and these things are going to cleanse the planet.
Oh.
So she starts unleashing them all. And then, like, at one point, like, 11 kind of figures, that's her daughter, figures out what's happening.
Yeah.
She's like, you're a monster. And I was like, I want to blow my brains
you're
out.
You're the one who is the monster.
And I was like, oh, is that the word we're going to use?
Ah.
Like, she's, like, looking at, like, Ghidorah? What's his name? Ghidorah?
Ghidorah.
Yeah, Ghidorah. And, like, sees him starting to come alive, and she just turns around and, you're a monster. I was like, oh, that is on the nose.
Just focus back
but
on
dude,
the fucking
Ghidorah. My fucking God. The cinematography, insane. Dude, the end of that movie, what happens to Godzilla, is so tight.
All right.
There's fucking rad moments in this movie. I give it like a 7.5, and I'm going to give it like a 9 when I can fast forward through the dog shit I don't care
about. Totally. Oh, a supercut would be dope of that.
Dude, the Mothra looks so tight. Ghidorah's so sick. Fucking, there's like... He doesn't fight a lot of monsters. They're kind of just like walking towards Ghidorah.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah. And so at the end, they all kind of just like, spoilers, they all look at him.
Yeah.
They're like, he's the one.
Wow. What a big couple heads you got.
I don't know if you thought that who won the fight.
Fucking assholes. It's called King of the Monsters. It's more like, let's go see the king.
Yeah, so he fights.
It's Jesus' disciples' journeys.
He fights Ghidorah, and it's a heavy fight scene. Like, there's a lot of shit happening. It's tight.
I was going to say, he is the slowest motherfucker on Earth.
Yeah.
And Ghidorah seems fast.
He's still kind of slow, too. But, dude, there's mind-blowing
shots. It just shows a lot of, like, fast strikes from Ghidorah. So I was like, man.
He is quicker. Yeah, that sort of thing.
Luckily, Godzilla's real fat and buff and full of armor.
Dude, he's a tubby bitch.
He's big tubs.
Yeah. What else you see?
I also watched MacGruber.
Really?
I don't know why. Ryan Philippine and
I remember being like not about this movie.
No. And Courtney's like, this movie sucks so much.
Like
ass.
I remember like starting to, like I was like, oh sick, it's like a play on MacGyver, love MacGyver. And I went and saw it, I think in theaters, and I was like,
Val Kilmer is cunt.
This is like fucking so lowbrow, it's crazy, but I haven't seen it in a while, so I might if I get real tired, I might like it, you know.
He has like a group of pro wrestlers like Chris Jericho and like the fucking like big whatever his name is, the fucking big dude.
The Big Show?
Big Show, yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's the big dude.
It's a big guy. So, yeah, that's his crew of like, he's like, come on, let's go. Like, high five.
Yeah, yeah.
Puts him in a van. Then he's like, cunt won't see us coming. And I made homemade TNT and blows up the van. And he's like, oh, God, guys, no.
Is it good?
God, ambulance. That's like one of two scenes that are fucking hilarious.
And then the rest is dog
shit. The rest is total dog shit.
Hmm.
The other one is where he's having sex with Kristen Wiig.
Kind of remember that, yeah.
Yeah. But I wouldn't. Oh, Deep Impact, that's like a four, a hot four.
Hot four.
You watch it if you're like, you know, real sleepy one night and you're chilling.
And it, but is it a good sleepy movie?
No,
that's what I'm saying.
There's way better sleepy movies.
Like Tommy Boy, Dumb and Dumber. I'll have my fucking dick off.
Dude, yeah, no.
Right off.
They're not on that par, no. Yeah.
What else did you see? That's all I saw.
Oh, that's it.
All right, let's hop into Test of Tony. I got bad news. Totally forgot to watch this.
What?
Biodome. I was like, I hit you up and I was like, holy shit, I didn't watch the fucking Test of Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely forgot.
And I... So, had to watch both.
Did you watch it twice, Biodome?
No. I left it from 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. So you haven't seen it in a minute.
Well, it's still kind of hard on me.
Fresh. What? No. Put that down.
What was I going to say? Oh, Biodome kind of sucks.
That's what I thought.
It's got a lot of gay jokes, and it's got a lot of like shitty idiot jokes. Like they're just like these morons that have girlfriends they don't deserve. And
Joey Adams is in it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I own Biodome.
Yeah.
I own it.
Cool.
And it's streaming too. I had a lot of opportunities to watch.
Correct.
This is
it's
what
everywhere.
I'm saying.
It's everywhere it could be for you.
You literally have to avoid it.
And I made the mistake of watching the movie of the week. That's my fault.
Hold on a second.
That's my fault.
How do you give
Biodome is another four.
90s. Oh,
it's a,
wow.
It's a very classic 90s like recipe, but I don't care for Pauly Shore as much as I used to.
Same here. Like, mm-mm. I'm kind of wondering, like, Son-in-Law or, like, fucking In the Army Now, if those are good either, because it's just like, I'm the whistle!
Yeah, and I think it is that character.
It's the Leaning Tower of Cheesa.
I think I liked him best in fucking Goofy Movie.
Yeah, the Leaning Tower of Cheesa. I love the Goofy. Dude, I remember when he was, like, skateboarding. Like,
Powerline? That fucking
tight.
Singer, dude?
Yeah, that was
every
sick,
night a second chance, a second
wow.
Grade to I got whatever it takes.
That's,
it's a piece of cake.
That is some shit.
And then right he's like, there. Stand out. That's the real song.
Yeah.
That is. I watched it a lot. And when he spells out dad with the little alphabet cereal or soup.
Oh, fuck, yeah. they're fucking like stranded in the woods.
Yeah, yeah, with Bigfoot sleeping on their car.
That is a good movie.
That one's better than the one I saw.
So
I mean, Biodome has like its moments, some few moments, but mainly they're like they suck each other's toes and they talk about eating each other's asses and like they're like this weird like heterosexual but like bro life mate. Like they're almost like well, if I need to stay warm, like we could suck each other off. Like it's all good, bro. Knuckles, give me a fucking polar pop. Okay, cool. And then they're chewing each other's toenails and spitting them out and feeding each other Cheetos and shit and throwing each other through walls. It's just like it's just retarded. I just don't care for it.
All right. Let's
it's
hop
so unrealistic.
Happened to movie of the week.
Oh, Angus.
Dude.
The Green Day soundtrack classic.
I'm so like I saw Tony yesterday and he was like, yeah, I just got done watching that award winner and I was like, fuck, he hated it.
Yeah.
I love this movie.
Oh yeah, it's so cliche.
It's so
just,
good.
It just browbeats you with every stereotype for that genre.
Well, no, that air,
oh my god, there's a bully. Oh my god, his little sidekick friend.
But I like that it wasn't about like he's the fucking like victim and shit. Like he says, like, you know, like like if you're normal, then I'm like I never want to be.
Oh, at the end, it does
that's
a nice
a tight
little
fucking,
twist.
That's a
yeah,
tight. Fucking,
I don't want to be normal.
I don't know. I love this.
Thank God I'm not you.
Oh, when his grandpa gives that fucking talk about Superman, and he's like, you can't be brave and indestructible.
Yeah, he's not. He's a lot of things, but he's not brave.
But that means like, but he's saying like to Angus, he's like, yeah, you're gonna get fucking beat up and shit like that, like mentally.
Yeah.
For how you are, but you like
you are brave.
But
for
brave
what you are,
is
yeah.
because you go back every day.
Yeah.
Dude, that movie is fucking good.
It's corny as fuck. Then his grandpa, dude, corny as fuck.
Oh my
I
God.
It from a mile away.
When he puts on the...
it was comically depressing. I was like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. Your grandpa died on his wedding day right before your fucking prom dance with your fatness and your friends selling you out to the fucking jocks. What a way to like end in a shotgun suicide.
Dude, fucking, that's what I'm saying. It's good.
That movie ended in a shotgun suicide after the credits.
It did not.
It did.
No.
He got a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
Kill yourself. What are you talking about? A kiss on the cheek? On the chick from fucking
Jurassic Park?
And now she's a painter? And he's still around? Like, he's blow your brains out. After all that effort, your grandpa died with, like, giving you speeches about honor and shit.
Angus Bethune. You didn't like it.
Dude, Angus Balloon, Angus fucking Thumper.
Dude, the underwear fucking on the flagpole.
As it got bigger, that was funny. And his friend made some fucking funny jokes. When he's like, that is a fucking big old pile of dick soup in the mouth or something that. Yeah, like, his friend had some really funny one-liners, but he sucks his ass off.
Well, you know how he was found? Joking around with his friends in a Wendy's, the director went in.
Okay, I was going to say, like, eating fucking Whoppers out of a Frisbee on the beach. Yeah, something along those lines.
Kathy Bates was good in it.
She was good.
Dude, there's, like, good acting.
There are decent parts. It's almost like watching, like Homeward Bound or, like, one of those movies that are like that, to where I'm like, there's a moment or two, but I'm not ready to fucking cozy up to this in a year.
I love Angus.
The soundtrack was awesome.
I've loved that movie since I've seen it, like when it came out, but I think 1995.
I think I hated it.
You must have.
Yeah. I don't think I liked his dumb bowl cut. I didn't like his little
style.
That's
what I'm saying. Like how, like, they treated him and shit like that. Like, I was
asking for every ridicule.
No.
Wearing those button-down open shirts with the bowl cut.
It's fucking
and
90s.
And he's fucking tucked up.
He looks like the 90s. Even the little redheaded kid had that weird cap on.
Oh, the redheaded kid looked like a weird, like, fighter pilot, rabid child. Like an Island of Lost Toys mutant.
Yeah.
That kid is a little freak. I'm surprised that little kid wasn't the butt of more jokes in that school than the big guy. He's a really weird-looking little dude.
If you remember back in the day, though, like, fat was, like, bad.
Not for me, dude.
You fucking towed the line of, like, all the circles. That's why. They all,
oh, God, everyone loved it.
Make them laugh, make them breakfast, or whatever.
Make fun of myself before they can make fun of me.
Yeah, diffuse.
Yeah.
Yeah, but,
I,
like,
do that spaghetti, like he does on 8 Mile.
So like, Angus, like, he doesn't have that.
No, he's so dumb and stupid.
He
he's
just
like,
socks
me
people.
Going to smack
dude,
you.
Dude, I love that he just socks it, broke his nose again.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I was like, this dude's not physically, like, you're equal at all.
I also really enjoyed, like, when they showed him, like, oh, he stole my underwear. He's like, what are you going to do? He's like, go to class without underwear. And he zips it up. He's like, ooh, careful. And then you walk out and you see it on the flag post. You're like, oh, fuck. Like, that's
in my head, I was like, there's no way anyone would know whose that is ever. Go home.
That was so funny. Angus, that was your underwear?
Damn it.
Yeah. I don't know. I like
it. His little friend's a little piece of shit.
Yeah. Oh, when he sells him out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
which he looks way more weirder in that than Angus does.
There are way better movies from that year, I bet you.
Okay, so when he confronts fucking Vandermeeks,
mm-hmm.
Like fucking, is that his name?
Vanderbeek.
Vanderbeek? Oh, right on. James. When he confronts James, that's a good scene. I think that he acted well in that, pushing him and shit like that.
No, Dawson was phoning it in.
No, I'm talking about fucking.
Oh, Angus.
Yeah.
No, I think he was just a bumbly
idiot. You
didn't
even like that part? Like, at the end with the dance, with him shoving him and, like, screaming at him, giving that, like, awesome speech?
I didn't think it was an awesome speech. It was
Jesus!
A very,
I really thought that this movie was going to fucking connect.
Why? Because I'm fat?
No, just because, like, you understand bullying and you came from that kind of era and shit like that, like I did. Like, I saw that shit in school. That's why I liked to have the representation of it.
I like way
other. Like, I'm that shallow. I'm like, oh, Tony's a big guy. I'll love Angus.
He'll love him. He's, like, got the same shirt size.
No. Yeah, wears button-ups, just doesn't button them.
Just doesn't know how to button them because he's a big, dumb Angus.
No, but, like, I don't know. I feel like, yeah, I just thought that you'd like it more because you came from that era, and I thought that it might hit that nostalgia for you and stuff like that. Mm-mm. And kind of, not at all. Mm-mm. All right, well.
No, there's just way better movies for that era.
What do you give it?
Like a 4. I've been throwing 4s out a lot.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It's just movies I won't watch again.
7.5.
Oh, my God.
I love Angus.
It's so fucking cliche.
I really enjoyed it. Man, when the grandpa died, like,
it's
I was
like watching
sad.
Like Heavyweights. Like, it's just like, it's the same.
I like Heavyweights.
I get what you are.
Come
I know.
On, bro. Sometimes you go. I watch Place Beyond the Pines. It's not like I'm a fucking.
I know, but.
Idiot, you know?
No, I'm not saying you're an idiot. I'm saying you're still like amused by those kinds of films. I'm not about to go watch. You know which one I will watch, though? Radio Flyer with Elijah Wood.
That's a good one.
Yeah, he makes that jet out of his radio flyer.
Yes, I remember.
So dope.
It is dope.
Sex, his dad beats him.
Well, you know. Probably deserved it.
He's probably an asshole. Probably ruined that dude's life.
All right, so what are we doing next week, Tone?
AI for Testa Tony.
Yep, that's
because I'm on a Jude Law kick right now.
He's in that?
Huh? Yeah, he's the robot that kind of helps him. He's like a sex robot. He's like, how you doing?
Oh, right. I was like, dude, no, fucking little boy from fucking Sixth Sense is in it. Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah, he is.
Do you like him later on in life?
Yes.
He's pretty awesome.
I love him later on in life.
Future Man, he's some of the best shit comes out of his mouth.
It's wonderful.
He's fantastic.
He's a super funny
dude. Did you like
dude.
Him in Tusk? I know you didn't care for Tusk. But
I didn't care for Tusk, but he's fine in Tusk. I was thrown off by him because that was my first time seeing him since Boyhood.
Yeah, fucking, I guess like him and Kevin got like close like because of hockey or something like that. And he was over at his house watching it. And he was like, oh, my God, did you just see that? And Kev was like, I see dead people. He's like, fuck you, man.
They're just friends.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, he, like, wrote them apart in Tusk.
That's badass. I wish I had cool friends that, like, had movies. Shit. Yeah.
Mother-in-law, what are we watching for movie of the week?
What?
My Robot's a Mom. Mom Robots Come from Mars.
I Am Robot.
I Am Mombot.
I Am Mom.
What is it?
I Am Mother.
I Am Mother. That's a Netflix original. This is Tony's.
No, don't. Yeah, it is mine. But it like, is. If I was it sucks, say. It's not my fault.
Oh, wait. No. We're doing fucking Let Me Be Your Maybe. Or what is it?
What?
Will You Be My Maybe?
Oh, yeah. Be My Maybe or Will You? Yeah.
Will You Be My? I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, but it's a new movie on Netflix. That one actually looks really funny.
It's not I Am Mother. Okay, guys.
I'm kind of pumped on that because I saw a trailer for it and I was like, I'm actually in. This looks like a good rom-com.
Do you know what I want to watch really bad, and I think Courtney would like it too, is what? The Sweetest Thing.
The Sweetest Thing?
Yeah. It's got Thomas Jane. It's got...
That sounds so goddamn familiar.
Jason Bateman. Uh-huh. And then Christina Applegate, Selma Blair, and Cameron Diaz are the three chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking at it.
It's fucking hilarious.
And I don't think I've seen this.
It's rated R. Like, it's fucking funny.
It is rated R, hour 30 minutes. Let's see, 2002.
Yep.
So, yeah, Thomas Jane looks pretty young.
Yeah, he's a love interest, not a punisher.
As he should be.
I mean, he's a sexy
dude,
guy.
Dude, do you remember when he was, like, fucking torturing someone with, like, a popsicle?
Yeah, because it made, yeah, he tricked him into, yeah. He's like, the blowtorch will actually make your skin feel cold.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, you're not getting those ligaments back. And the guy's like, I'll do it.
Warzone's so much tighter.
Warzone's really crazy.
Dude, if people shit on Warzone a lot, I'm like, it's so badass.
It is so badass. Oh, I completely forgot a movie that
oh,
I saw.
Oh, my God. What
oh,
was
shut
it?
Up. I will hit let's, you in the mouth.
Let's hop back
hit
into
you in the mouth.
Weekly recommendations and rejections.
Hit you in the mouth.
What?
That was like the Bee Gees.
That was bad. It's like okay. The baddies. Fucking idiot. What'd you see?
Are you in a hurry?
No.
Repo Man.
Oh, shit, yeah.
No, Repo Men. I'm sorry. Plural.
Is it the sequel?
No, Repo Men is about fucking organ harvesters.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was on Netflix, I think.
I don't know where it was.
Yeah, Repo Men. Oh, is this Jude Law?
Yeah, dude. Right. Jude Law cutting fucking organs out.
Forrest Whitaker.
With Forrest Whit, dude. Forrest Whitaker is a hard-ass dude.
Leave Schreiber, too?
Leave's their boss, dude.
Dude, Leave is tight.
He's the
minus
man.
Minus when you played Sabretooth. But I did like him as the Damien's dad in The Omen.
Oh, for sure.
And
for sure.
Dang, he was in something else that I just saw, too, that he was like a crazy sign. Oh, was it The Void? Was he in The Void?
Mm-mm.
No, it wasn't The Void. Fuck, he played a cop in something I just saw recently.
Leave Schreiber is
anyways, what do you think of fucking Repo?
Oh, Repo Man is fucking... It's wild. It's a future where you can fucking get layaway fucking, or not layaway, credit organs. And if you don't pay your fucking bill, they'll rip your heart out.
Yeah.
And that you can request to have an ambulance standing by, but they rip the organ out and then just let you stay, you know, passed out till you wake up or you die in your wake, you know, your sleeping state.
I'm almost positive I've seen it.
It's pretty fucking cool. They find like nests. Like, of people, like, they have scanners to see a legal organ, like,
oh, yeah.
Like radiation or whatever, and they're like, dude, we've got, like, 30 over here in this boat. Let's go and just fucking murk them all. And they'll just, like, have, like, a nest and bring home, like, 30 pink sheets full of, like, organs.
It was Phantoms.
Phantoms. Yep, that was a little while ago, but...
Deputy Shriver.
Yeah, crazy dude.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He plays a crazy, like, cop or some shit.
Yeah, like, wasn't he, like...
He's like, I...
Was he necro-y or
he wanted to, like,
pedo-y?
Yeah, I think he's a pedophile, yeah.
Well, no, because was it bodies that were everywhere? Or were they just disappeared? I forget. I thought he was going to, like, fuck a corpse.
I don't know. Phantom's like a motherfucker, though.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It lives up.
Oh, shit. I was about to tell you yesterday, but then you're like, oh, lift ice cream out. I got to go. And you got all depressed and walked home.
Oh, I'm so depressed.
To the Sad Hulk music.
Just.
Would you go?
Would you? Would you?
Destiny 2. Did you hear about the fucking news?
Yeah. The cross platform?
That's sick.
You know, I can really use my Switch to play with you now.
No, you don't need
it. Oh, dang, I can't play it on my Switch?
That's...
Oh.
I don't even think it has...
That's not the best news, then. What do you...
Nothing.
You stupid ass.
Okay, so, yeah, it's going cross-platform, but they're doing this new thing to where, like, now when you get it, you don't have to play the red campaign.
Okay.
You can. You start off in the Cosmodrome, or Cosmodome, I don't know what it's called, Cosmodrone. And like that, which takes place in the first game, I guess. And then like you do like a 15-minute mission, and then you're at the tower.
Oh,
so like
and
people,
what level? One.
Yeah, for sure. Then you go off and pick your own things, but you can. Yeah. But you can start Gambit, Crucible, all that shit. Like they wanted to make it so that you didn't have to play 40 hours of gameplay to where you can finally catch up to your friends.
So we could play with Joe on Xbox.
No, we would have to go to Xbox and sign into your account on Bungie, and then you would have. I'm assuming all of your stuff, and then yeah, we could. Yeah, you would have to download the game on your Xbox because now it's going to be free base.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's called Destiny New Light.
Yeah.
And that's Destiny 2 New Light. And that's like the free whole base game. And then you can buy the seasons a la carte now.
Yeah.
So you don't have to fucking get the season pass or the annual pass or whatever to then receive all of the new cool shit. And I guess they're doing everything that was like pay to play is no longer like that. Like you can still do the new Gambit. You can,
yeah.
Like, even if you don't have the annual pass.
There's a new Doom coming out.
There is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doom Eternal.
Yeah, it looks fucking crazy.
It looks fast and fucking vicious.
I wanted to buy the fucking...
Dooms are fun.
Yeah, the last one that just came out. But
yeah.
it like holds its price. It sucks.
Yeah, Dooms are wild.
Do you got Doom?
I don't. But... Okay, just breathe a little harder into it. We know you got COPD.
Wow, you just found out what that was.
I know.
You fucking
idiot. They didn't. You're just killing the fucking fantasy, bro.
Stop trying to sound better than you are.
You're nothing.
Don't build yourself
just
up.
Just leave it that way.
All right, is that it?
Yeah, I fucking love you, dude.
I love you too, bro. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.